At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Take. It is October 5th, 2025. It's been a unseasonably warm week, and the politics have been a little warmer as well. We had planned to have a debate for the St. Paul mayor's race, but Mayor Melvin Carter is running the Twin Cities Marathon this morning, and so we're going to try to reschedule that later and make sure we get that in before the end of this cycle. This coming week reflects, I think, kind of a confluence of multiple events. You have this past week, The Precarious State, Rick Capciello's documentary debuted, which has created a lot of chatter. Some of it's predictable. It's not that surprising, but it's a reminder, a current reminder of the conversation we need to have in this state about where we stand, where we're going, what are the measurements we want to take note of. But this week ahead, I think, is an interesting confluence of conversations about the state, the future. And some of this happens in bubbles. And I talk about bubbles a lot, and we all live in our bubbles. And I try to get out of my bubble and talk to people who aren't in my bubble and just get a feeling. And I think as we measure the future of the state, we have a year of a governor's race. We have mayor's campaigns and city elections coming. I think there's the feeling, then there's the data, and then the biggest question is, what do we do with it and where do we go forward? And so I'm in the process, as I've mentioned before, of kind of rethinking this Sunday hour I spend with you as to be more future-minded, more looking ahead, where we're going. And I think this week's a good week to do that because it is Twin Cities Startup Week. So anyone who's an entrepreneur and interested in building a business here and has that startup mentality is going to convene this week, and they're going to talk about it and they're going to celebrate it. And as somebody who's done startups here, I will tell you that it can be very energizing. Now, I am no longer the 26-year-old or 28-year-old who started a company, but I am an entrepreneur and I do look at how to grow business here. I'm in the process of evaluating talent for our clients and for our own firm. And infrastructure and costs and brain power. You know, there's been a lot of worry over the years about brain drain, but our creative community here has always emerged very strong. You combine our creative community with the headquarters economy and then the ripple effect of vendors and other things, and we've had a diverse economy, protected mostly from big ebbs and flows in the economy. And no time has there been more kind of uncertainty or where are we going next globally, nationally, and locally. Parts of our economy are really struggling, like agriculture. If we are in a little bit of a recession, retail is going to struggle. Food is going to struggle. Healthcare is in a moment, I think, of realignment again. And so I say that not as a way to be fearful, but as a way to use this hour to dig in, to think about what we're good at, what we can build on, where's our competition. And so this week is Startup Week. The Star Tribune is having their North Star Summit, a first time event, big thinkers, big ideas, innovation, all that. And then one of our partner clients, the Minnesota Business Partnership, will have their annual dinner, which will be showing, not telling, showing Minnesota's economy. Our headquarters companies that employ 1/6 of folks. Earlier this summer, we had the New York Stock Exchange bell ringing, and we dedicated a Sunday take to that. So just know that there's feeling, there's data, and then there's where we're going. And that's going to be the theme in the next year of this show. This week, I'm going to talk to Miles Shaver. He is a professor, PhD. He's probably done the most research about what our headquarters economy means, what it means for talent, what it means for innovation. But most of all, why do we have the quality of life we have in Minnesota? And what does the data show we did 10 years ago? And what's the early peak at the data today? Where are the headwinds and where are the tailwinds? So when I come back, Miles Shaver, professor, PhD from the Carlson School, will join me. And we'll talk about that. Because in light of the precarious state, in light of all these other things, it's important for us to keep our eye on some of the data rather than always the feeling. You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Blois Olson. We'll be right back.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome back to Sunday Take. As I mentioned, this week we are talking about the region. There's a lot of conversations going on, but I'm Happy to be joined by Miles Shaver from the Carlson School. He has studied the region, the data, the quality of life, what people related to large employers, headquarters economy, think about our region, what's important. And he joins me now. Dr. Shaver, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start with you're in the process of collecting data. You have some early signs, which we'll get to in a little bit. But about 10 years ago, you did a research project about the Twin Cities and headquarters employees, headquarters economy, the quality of life. What was the thought behind that research? And what did that research show 10 years ago?
Yeah, so the underlying reason for the research is, I'd like to preface it, I'm not a native Minnesotan, but I'll qualify, but my wife is. And so we moved here from New York, and as many people have probably experienced moving here, when you move to Minnesota, most people ask, why the heck would you ever move to Minnesota? So there were family reasons we wanted to, but then I'd go on and tell people this is an amazing place to live, and it's also an amazing place to be a business school professor because of the dynamism of the economy. And outside of this region, a lot of people give you a blank look because they don't understand it. And so I'd go and describe, you know, the nature of our businesses and how the businesses and the vitality of the economy lead to this great social vitality and a great place to live. And then they'd ask me why. And so it started as a project to try and explain, why do we have so many big corporate headquarters in Minnesota? Because it has these effects that we all benefit from living here.
When you came to Minnesota, not everybody, we talk about people who move here and then they won't leave. You came here for family reasons, but you had an interesting lens. You're a professor of business and economy. Did you have that idea? Did you study it before you came? What was your personal impression that led to kind of this professional lens that you look at it?
Right. No, that's a great point. So, yes, we had some idea of the economy because this was a place we thought we could both be happy in our careers. But as I was here and people began to ask me, it's like the why question, I learned to hate it because it made no sense to me. And this is something that I had studied before. Why do companies locate strategically in places? And we have lots of explanations why, and none of them appeared to hold in the Twin Cities. So things like, you know, it's not super favorable business policy like taxes.
Yep.
It's not like, you know, there's a natural resource endowment that's related here that everything draws from. So if you live in Houston, almost all the big companies are energy companies or chemical companies,
yep.
Right? It's not one industry cluster that drives the place. It's really diverse. And so it's this curiosity because there's so many benefits that come from it. I decided to look into it and ended up with a more novel explanation that focused on talent. And that's sort of how it started. We can talk about that too, if you'd like.
No, I think we will talk about that. But, you know, it's interesting because you and I have gotten to know each other the last few months as you worked on this project. And I am from Minnesota, but I went away and then I came back. And when I came back, I realized how good it was here. But I didn't know how good it was here when I grew up here. Right. You took it
yep.
for granted. But my peers around the country would lean in, especially during recessionary times. And I want to kind of call that out right now as we're in these times of economic uncertainty. And there's this big question that we're talking about all week this week in many forums about how's our region doing. But my friends would say, well, you don't seem to be hit as hard during a downturn. So, for instance, you know, you guys don't lose as much housing value during a recession as a Vegas or a Florida, etc. And then I started digging in into the diversification of the economy. So before we kind of dig into talent, talk about how unique the diversification of the companies is and what have you found in that part of just watching or studying any parts of the talent and how people either move between them or how they play off of each other.
Yeah. So this notion, as you mentioned, this diversity of the companies here. So it's not just one sector. It's very broad. that does lead to that sort of leveling of things. So we don't get the biggest booms and we don't get the same busts. And, I can say that in the process of this work, I went back and looked at the unemployment data across the major metros in the country during the Great Recession in 2007 to 2010. The Twin Cities had the lowest unemployment rate of any major metro in all except for 1 week or 1 month.
Wow.
And exactly to your point, it was this leveling. And the only other, metro that was close was DC, and the federal government wasn't laying off workers. But this is a very much different economy, and we're seeing that stability. And then the interesting thing that, I was able to document it in the research, and I think many people who live here again take this for granted, is, people always, professionals move jobs often. That's not unknown. But what's interesting in this region is people, when they'll move jobs, they'll jump across industries. So they'll be working for General Mills, then they'll work for 3M or something, or they'll step into a startup. And when I lived in New York, people change jobs all the time. But if you were in banking, you stayed in banking. Or if you were in media, you stayed in media. And this movement, it not only provides career opportunities and growth for individuals, but I was able to document that, well, they pick up their experience and sometimes industry-specific practices and bring them to their new company. And so you start to have this cross-pollinating of management practices in this region that really aids all the companies and has been a really important, source of growth and reinvention for the companies that are here.
Before we take a break and talk about kind of the peek into the early data for this cycle, talk about the book and what you found 10 years ago that really defined this idea of, quote, a headquarters economy, and how either amongst your peers or amongst other regions it compared. That made us unique. And I don't mean just because, we're special, just ask us. I mean the data. I mean, what did it say that really differentiated our region?
So there's a couple things. So going back to your notion about what is the nature of this headquarters economy and what drives it, as I said, we don't fall into these existing explanations. And so the explanation that I came up with and was able to be really documented with the data are, the key element is we have this amazing talent base of professionals, and especially people who know how to run big companies. We have this concentration. And with that concentration, when people switch jobs, as I mentioned, they will often jump between industries. And that sort of spreads management practices and actually strengthens the region and gives us the ability for our companies to grow, and these talent will step down into startups and they'll grow. But then there's always a little bit of a nagging question, even though I could document that, is why doesn't this happen everywhere? And that comes back to this saying that I'd hear from every executive recruiter. It's really hard to get people to move to Minneapolis, but it's about impossible to get them to leave. And so what really accelerates or drives that movement is once people come here, they decide not to leave. So instead of picking up and going to a job in their industry in Chicago or on the West Coast, they'll jump to another company, and that really fuels it. And so again, going back to the data, what I could document, and this is especially for, talking about the professionals I focused on, so highly educated, high-earning individuals, the way they move in and out of this region looks different than every other major metro in the country. And the key distinguishing factor is they don't leave. We have a hard time attracting that talent, but we do an amazing job of retaining it.
When we come back, I want to talk about that talent. I want to talk about what you've found in this early set of data post-pandemic, as we continue to kind of think about what the region looks like today versus what it looked like 5, 10 years ago. I'm Blois Olson.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint. Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. We are back on Sunday Take. My guest this week is Miles Shaver. He's a professor at the Carlson School. He's been studying what he has termed the headquarters economy. Think about large employers. Think about the Targets, the Best Buys, the General Mills, the 3Ms, the Medtronics, and how they impact our region. The reality is that 1/6 of Minnesotans are employed by one of these larger companies, and our economic diversification within those sectors, not to mention vendors and other things, have really risen and built the quality of life here. But that quality of life is built on the talent. And we were just starting to talk about the talent, Dr. Shaver, before the break. Can you just start with, where the talent was 10 years ago and where it is now in some key factors?
Yeah. So once again, in doing the work 10 years ago, as you mentioned, it was not just to tell the story of what's happening, but to dive in with really the data. And, you know, part of that process was surveying and understanding the background and the history of almost 3,000 professionals within our headquarters economy. And a lot of that data showed that, yeah, they were not all raised in Minnesota, but they've worked in many places, but once they get here, they tend to stay here. And what are the important quality of life factors that make them stay? I mean, I will argue one of the main reasons why they come is not the quality of life. It's because of the opportunities of working here. But the key quality of life factors that, you know, make them stay are they value things like good jobs for themselves, a strong economy, because, you know, we're talking about so many of these quality of life factors reflect our economy, good place to raise kids, good public schools, good health care, and access to the outdoors. Those are the things that they value, and that's kept them here.
Let's talk about dual income households. I think this is one of the places where we may just take it for granted. I kind of think I did growing up here that there were so many dual income households. That's different from other regions. It strengthens our economy. But one of the reasons it's possible is the idea that there's many job options or career paths for these two professional homes. Is that different than other regions?
It is different than other regions. And, you know, it's reflected in the survey data that dual careers 10 years ago, they were about 70% of the respondents had a partner who they said had career goals and responsibilities. So more than they worked, they really were dual careers. That's jumped in the recent data. And one of the interesting things is if we go to a different set of data and compare the Twin Cities to the 30 biggest metros in the country, dual professional careers are at the highest level in the Twin Cities. And there's also another interesting fact, and it appears that the earning, the equity of the earning between the pairs within the couple are amongst the most equal here.
And those are things that, I don't know, reflect Minnesota. But the other piece, and, you know, I've been in D.C. I've spent a fair amount of time on the coast, New York, Silicon Valley, and where you see dual income families, they have a lifestyle that I think is faster, different. Their kids don't go to public school, things like that. What is different about Minnesota when it comes to where those dual income households send their kids?
Yeah. So one of the interesting things in the work was asking people where they sent their kids. And like you say, these professionals earn well. And in the data, it was in something on the order of 86-88% of them sent their children to public schools. Now, when I've presented this work on the coast, and I'll say especially in the East Coast, I literally had somebody fall out of their chair when I showed them that data. they just can't believe it. So as you mentioned, it's something we take for granted. This notion of dual careers is something we take for granted. I had a colleague who moved from here to Seattle, and she said, oh, we lived in a great neighborhood here. Everyone on the block was dual professional careers. We had children, we're raising them. I moved to Seattle. Where I live, it's like dad goes into his tech job and mom stays at home. And it's a completely different culture.
When you think of that different culture, can you just dive into the other aspects? Is it volunteerism? Is it churches? Is it youth sports? Is it, how do they show up in their community in Minnesota? And did you measure any of that in this data?
No, I don't have great data on that, quite frankly. What I will say, though, in all the things that you're reflecting, you know, there's a couple things about dual careers I think that are worth saying. One is, again, because there is a stability that people who get here want to be here, it makes sense that they want to invest in their communities and they want to be involved. And so I think that's fuels some of those things. The other thing that we're seeing on some of the initial takes or the preview of the data that we're seeing now, a lot of the dual careers, they really use that extra income not just to help them make ends meet. It helps them engage in, oh, we can do more things in the outdoors. We can engage in the quality of life. And so I think one of the interesting things in this region, you know, and people on the coast have told me when they're puzzled, why do you have so many dual careers? It's like the cost of living is not the same as on the coast. But no, they're using that to sort of fuel their lifestyle, their quality of life, invest in their communities. And I think we all benefit from that.
You know, there's been a lot of talk. There's even some data about wealth leaving the state, businesses leaving the state. When other regions get new headquarters companies and Minnesota doesn't, there's kind of this nobody's moving here or these companies aren't growing jobs here. Are other states looking at Minnesota and saying we might have to do more of that to attract businesses?
So absolutely, all sorts of other states see, you know, what we have, the benefits of the headquarters, the importance for the economy. And yeah, they are looking to attract our companies. They're looking to attract our talent. I think we've seen billboards like that around the Twin Cities. And it's really predicated on this notion that, economic vitality often leads to social vitality, and it's this virtuous cycle.
What are the other potential headwinds post-pandemic? Remote work is in people's minds. We hear these anecdotes about, oh, all these people are working for these companies, but they live in other states. We've seen companies have struggles getting people back to the office. Is there any early signs in the new data that that's really impacted our economy or employees here in Minnesota?
Well, what we're seeing from the early data is, the people are here still really like being here. And, that's the case. Some of the early data we don't have as good a take on are we struggling even more to get people here? We have this is a hard place to get people to come to. And to what you're alluding, this notion of the speed in which we've been able to build the talent base in the state, that has constrained growth for the last decade or so. That all the indicators point to that. But to your question, of the people are here, yeah, there are headwinds. And so there is a concern about how vibrant our economy is. And like I say, the people in these types of positions, they don't only want a good job, but they want to be in a economically vibrant area because so many things come from it. They have some concern more than before about the cost of living. And another headwind we're, beginning to see too is the perception is, are our public schools doing as good as they were before? This is where we're beginning to see some headwinds in the data.
When you start to wrap up here and think about the headwinds, are there tailwinds that people who live here like it even more, or that some of our assets are even more important? What would you say our emerging assets are as a region?
Yeah, one I'd say is, and we've alluded to it, is not emerging, but it seems to be even strengthening more, is this ability for dual professional careers. And in, a country where over time, the probability, if you have a college degree, the probability that you will marry someone with a college degree just keeps on going up. That's a really important thing if you want to build a professional talent base in your region. Interestingly, too, people who are here are now less down about the climate, quite frankly. And what we're seeing in the data, and again, nobody's saying that the climate is great. We're only seeing about the third of the people are saying that they think that the climate is great here, but that's almost double it was 10 years ago. And maybe it's global warming and that we just had like a warm week here. But I also think these are sophisticated people, and they also see the effects of the climate detrimentally in other places in the country, in the world where they could live. And we're doing well in Minnesota there. And we have a bigger shout out, it seems, in the data to our airport and the ability to get around, and also some notions about people feeling stronger connection to a religious community or those types of things.
Well, I think it's interesting you raised climate and the airport, because there's been this, idea that because of the climate, we need an airport to escape certain months. And I would put myself in that category. But we also know and we see it. And I, whether it's my kids or the millennials in between myself and my children, where they've embraced outdoor lifestyle and recreation much more. Minnesota, obviously, from natural resources to parks to recreation, has really invested in that as a state asset. And they seem to embrace that more. And Duluth has even marketed itself as, climate friendly for the future as a place for folks to go. I think the one big question, and maybe we don't have an answer now, is can the headquarters economy, or can we sustain the job levels or the employment levels into the future that keep people having a reason to come here for those other assets? Any signs there?
I th alluding to what you said before, there is competition for talent, and I do think that there are things that we can do, But I think some of them are to be data-driven and, you know, sort of focus on marketing the state on the things that drive this professional talent. You know, and some people might question, it's like, well, why would I want to attract people from out of the state and to do these things? But I'd answer back, you know, so many of the quality life of aspects that we enjoy, you're alluding to the outdoors and the investments we've made, completely reflect the nature of our community and that they're willing to invest in it and things like that. So growth is really important. And I think we can do things, but it's just to be a little, you know, it's to tell the Minnesota story in a way that will be engaging from people who sort of look at us and it's like, I think you guys live in the North Pole and you tax each other to death there.
Well, we're here to dispel the harshness of that statement for sure, Dr. Shaver. You did this research 10 years ago. You're in the middle of it right now. Without making predictions, what do you think we need to really watch over the next 10 years so that if we replicate this in 10 years, we're still an economy that is competitive globally and for the talent?
Yeah, no, I think it really comes down to, you know, one of the questions or what I think some of the hints in the data are saying, you know, we spend a lot of money in Minnesota, you know, as a state in that. Are we really focusing on these public goods that help everybody and that will help grow the state? So are we focusing on education? Are we investing in the outdoors? I mean, we're spending money on a lot of things, but again, I think the focus should be this notion of sophisticated people are willing to pay taxes if they think that they're getting something from it, and we can't lose sight of that.
Dr. Shaver, I know we'll continue to talk down the line. Thanks for joining me on Sunday Take.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, this week's take. Welcome back to Sunday Take. This week's take is a little deeper. So often we are skipping along the surface of our state and the issues that we face. That we're throwing out a negative feeling. But there are indicators that our state is strong, and there are indicators that we are vulnerable, and there are indicators that we are in trouble. Yes, that's right. It's a mixed bag. My call out this week is look at the whole picture. Don't select your facts. Don't select your channels. Don't select your voices. Look at all the voices. Look at all the facts and all the data. State demographer said we're getting older and we're earning less. You can't argue with that. But it's not as bad as what some people would say. Our education system is struggling, and we are attracting and retaining college-educated people to this region. It's going to continue to be a mixed bag for a while. But that's where, like, your mood of the day, some good, some bad, I just try to keep my eye on the horizon. Keep walking towards the horizon. Don't look up too high. Don't look down too low. Because I think the next year between the federal government, the state campaigns, is going to be a bit of a roller coaster. But on this show and in our daily lives, if we focus on what we can control and the eye on the horizon, we'll get through it. I'll be with Vanita all week. She's back at 6:20, Monday through Thursday. You can always check out our stuff at thedailyagenda.com. I'm Blois Olson. Until next week, that's the Sunday Take.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.